From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. He told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is the case any time a U.S. service member is killed, and the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion.
One point I would make, having seen some of the news reports, the U.S. military does not leave its troops behind, and I would just ask that you not question the actions of the troops who were caught in the firefight and question whether or not they did everything they could in order to bring everyone out at once. And I would also ask you don't confuse your need for accurate information with our ability to provide it immediately in a situation like this.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defended President Donald Trump's handling of the deaths of the U.S. service members and delivered an intense emotional rebuke to those who he accused of politicizing the issue. Speaking at a White House press briefing Thursday, Kelly said he was stunned when a U.S. Congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, accused Mr. Trump of being insensitive to the mother of a fallen soldier during a recent phone call. Congresswoman Wilson on Tuesday claimed that Mr. Trump inappropriately told the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson that he knew what he signed up for during a phone call in which Mr. Trump offered his sympathy. Johnson and three other U.S. Special Forces were killed by Islamic State-linked militants earlier this month in an incident near the Niger-Mali border that has raised questions about the quality of U.S. intelligence. This is VOA News.